Consciousness does not exist, says Mehmet. Jenna has just caught up to her lab partner as they glide along the main level 2 conduit inside the axle, his eyes betraying that his focus is not entirely fixed on his immediate environment. He's reading something on his lens. That sounds deep for this time of day, Jenna replies by way of bidding him good morning. No, it's the name of the lecture Maria Gonsalves is giving today. Really wish I could have seen that. That's the opening of Places in the Darkness by Chris Brookmeyer. I'm Anthony Johnston, and this is Recently Read. Places in the Darkness is a sci-fi murder mystery. It is set on a space station orbiting Earth sometime in the next couple of hundred years and focuses on two homicide cops investigating a serial killer which exposes the corrupt, dark underbelly of this community in space. Now, listeners familiar with my own work may be thinking, wait a minute, that sounds rather a lot like my graphic novel series, The Fuse. And you're right, it does. Which is why when Chris and I were on a panel at a literary festival last year, as he described the premise of this book, I sort of slowly turned to him and laughed. And then I said, well, I guess I'd better read it then. But as is so often the case, despite the very basic high concept being the same, they are very, very different stories, and I thoroughly enjoyed this book. The main characters, who are not, by the way, the people in that opening, they're just the hapless janitors who find the body. The main characters are the classic grizzled veteran who gets saddled with a naive ingenue, but with this one, the twist is that the ingenue is actually the new boss of the veteran detective, which makes for some really great character dynamics. Brookmeyer has also put a lot of thought into the station itself, why it's there, its purpose, how it was constructed, how a community came to be living there, how daily life in orbit is structured, and so on and so forth. If you're into that sort of world-building detail, you will definitely enjoy this, but I want to emphasize that world building does not choke the book. It's not, you know, a book where that's all there is. There is also an excellent and propulsive murder mystery at the core of this novel, which is no surprise to anyone who's read Brookmeyer before. There is some lovely writing, some wonderful turns of phrase, and of course, lots of dry Scottish humor. I was kept guessing throughout. I loved it, and if this sounds like your kind of thing, then I can only recommend Places in the Darkness, especially if you enjoyed The Fuse. It's all right. I'll allow it.